It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the list of music and interviews from the bands making Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll check in with Lance Nelson from The Ones You Forgot, rock the latest from the Clydes, chat with James Noko of Ruby Bones, and premiere their latest single. You're going to get an awesome tune from City Vision. You can catch them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park Monday, October 14th. It's a happy Monday, so admission is free. But first, let's get off the show with the latest single from The Scullers. Their new EP, Freight Trains and Party Games, is coming out October 18th. This tune was recently featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Here she denies herself the things she loves on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
She denies herself the things she loves, the world below, the world above. She denies herself the things she loves, the sun, the moon, and me.
On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New EP Freight Trains and Party Games coming this Friday, October 18th. More info at thescullers.com. Joining us over the phone is Lance Nelson of The Ones You Forgot. They have a number of shows coming up, including October 16th over at Gold Sounds in Brooklyn, October 18th at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and then November they're going to rock House of Independence. Lance, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. The last time that I talked to you guys, it was before you rocked the Warped Tour. So how was that down in Atlantic City?
It was, I feel like I could speak for all of us in saying it was a dream come true. It was just like the best weekend ever. We didn't want it to end. And we're still kind of living that high, even all these months later.
I think they made a good choice. You guys are perfect for that. And looking at the photos, the crowd was totally into it. Whoever took all those pictures did a killer job, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they were sweet. We had Bill Cardella, Maggie, and Red Hat Jesse shooting us up. they got some good stuff.
Hell yeah. And, of course, you guys have a number of shows coming up. This coming week's going to be very busy for you, October 16th over at Gold Sounds in Brooklyn. Then the 17th, you're going to be over at the Cult Classic Brewing Company in Stevensville, Maryland, for anyone listening online. The Pony, October 18th. What can people expect?
So for the Pony, people can expect a little bit of a surprise during a certain song. I can't really say too much, but something cool is going to happen. Little romantic thing. I probably said too much with that. But, yeah, with all the shows, people can just expect, like, nice, you know, high-energy toy shows. We're really looking forward to it. We haven't played since Warped Tour, so we're really excited to get back on stage and play some tunes.
Well, you guys are definitely going guns blazing for this. How could someone get tickets for the Stone Pony Show?
So for the Stone Pony Show, people can either message us, like DM us on any social media platform, or we have tickets on our website, and you can get them there. I believe we have them on our merch store on the Big Cartel. But if they're not there, then, you know, hit one of us up.
And beyond that, November 20th, you guys are going to rock House of Independence. That was just recently added.
Yeah, that was we got that like 2 days ago, and we're stoked for that show because we love all the bands on that lineup. We love playing House of Independence. It's one of our favorite venues to play, and we're really excited for that one.
Who's rocking with you guys that night? What other bands are on the bill?
So for that show, it's going to be Between You and Me, Dollskin, Seaway, and With Confidence.
And, of course, your latest EP, Too Afraid to Say, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
So to get a copy of Too Afraid to Say, we have that on our online merch store. We sell them physical copies at every show, and they don't want to do it that way. You can get it online, like Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, all that.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, I don't think we've done this one on the online show yet. Tell us about One Step Ahead.
So One Step Ahead is the opener track on Too Afraid to Say, and we really love playing this song. We love hearing it. It was the first song we recorded for this EP, actually, like way back in, God, I think December of 2017 when we first started making Too Afraid to Say. And when we first heard that song back, we knew something special was going to come out of that EP. So it's definitely a favorite of ours.
Lance Nelson of The Ones You Forgot. They have a number of shows coming up this week, including this Friday over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. Lance, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's The Ones You Forgot with One Step Ahead on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Just Hi, Bryn Johnson here from the Clydes. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rant, Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm overboard, swimming to your shore. And overnight it seems to sparkle someone else's dreams tonight. Oh, I can't forgive, but I must admit. Me from your reach, though I try so hard to make ya, I'll take ya away. Though I try so hard to reach ya, Julissa.
Clydes, Julissa, 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, Old Time Monarchy, is coming out October 25th. An album release show rocks Pinos in Highland Park the same night. More info at thecliedsmusic.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Joining us over the phone is James Janoka of Ruby Bones. Their new EP, Tooth, is coming out October 18th. James, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Sam here, bro. And this is the second part of a trilogy of EPs you're putting out. Last summer, I believe, it was Laser. And now Tooth is coming out on October 18th. Tell us about the EP.
Yeah, it's the second and the third that we're doing with Mint 400 Records, based out here in Jersey. The song's a little poppier than the ones before, but, you know, everything just kind of plays along, and the ultimate goal at the end is that the three EPs will combine into a full-length record. So we're right now in the middle, the first one called Laser, this one Tooth, and if anybody has any guesses on the third title, we'd love to hear it or see if you can figure it out. But it's four songs. The fourth one is a first for Ruby Bones, where it's actually just Chris playing solo, and it's more acoustic, stripped down and everything, but the other three are fast, upbeat, rollicking, poppy songs, you know, and I think people really dig it.
Now, where will it be available for streaming or downloading?
Anywhere you want to get your music online. And then once the full length comes out, we'll start to have physical product available with us at shows and everything. But that's going to be a minute. We're hoping to get the third iteration out in Q1 or Q2 next year. But for now, it'll all just be digital.
And speaking of getting things at shows, you've got a couple of shows coming up, starting off November 9th over at the Pet Shop in Jersey City. What else do you have on deck?
Yeah, after Pet Shop, that's Indie Binge, which is being put on by Mint 400. I think there's like 30 or 40 bands playing that day, and it's all free. So anybody should just come out. No excuses to not come have a few beers on a Saturday. After that, November 15th, we are at Cricket Hill, the brewery up in Fairfield, and then December 6th we'll be back at Stosh's in Fairlawn.
What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Ruby Bones is doing?
Best thing would be to head over to our website, rubybonesband.com. There's not a lot of news updates there, so if you want something a little more real-time, we keep our Instagram the most up-to-date. I'd say come follow along with all of the things that we think might actually be funny, but nobody else actually finds that entertaining, but that's at Ruby Bones Band.
I'm hearing that more and more from bands that Instagram is pretty much, if you want the latest update, it's that place.
Yeah. I mean, it's just where we started to have the most fun with it. And I think people see a better reaction, and all your friends and fans are on there a lot more throughout the day. So you just naturally migrate. Plus the story feature, you know, something only stays up for 24 hours. So when we get drunk at the bar and do something stupid, it doesn't really stay too long.
And that is a good note for anyone out there who's just starting a band. If you're going to have a bender, Instagram it. Don't put it on Twitter. All right. So the track we're doing, tell us about Rooftops.
Rooftops is another, it kind of follows suit with a lot of our previous singles and everything. It's pretty quick, clocking in just around 3 minutes, but it's a upbeat, nostalgic look, actually kind of written about the college days and sitting around drinking beers, playing video games when you didn't really have any cares in life. And it's just a feel-good little bouncy tune. I think you guys will enjoy it.
James Janoka of Ruby Bones, new EP, Tooth. It's the second part of a trilogy of EPs coming your way October 18th. Don't miss them at the Pet Shop in Jersey City November 9th. James, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom, man. Always great.
Sam here. Let's rock that track. Here's Ruby Bones, their latest, it's Rooftops, on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
In the mind space, and you don't know what it means. It means I- Hey, this is Rob from City Vision, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
With Saints on Broadway on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest EP, The Darkness and the Blinding Light. It's available at cityvisionmusic.com. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park this Monday, October 14th. It's a Happy Monday show, and as always, admission is free. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.